T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do it.
All right, Robbie. It's Friday.
Friday.
And you know what sucks more than anything? It ain't Tua time. I mean, it's Tua time. But damn it, when it's Tua time, I want to see Tua playing.
Still got 9 days.
I was all excited. Right? Tell me you weren't excited. Oh, Tua time.
Very excited, but then you had the big cry fest this weekend.
No. Look, can I, and I'm telling you.
Yeah, I left the party. I was so depressed.
I'm telling you, I can almost guarantee this to be true. If there was a game this week, things would keep moving. But because there's no game, you can kind of chew on it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I wouldn't think about it too much, but I would think about it more along the lines of, if there was football this week, how this played out would be totally different. But because everybody's going on vacation, everybody's getting a couple of days off, and you know, there's no practice, then you don't actually have to deal with, you know, some of the things you say right away. Everybody has a chance to go off on their way, get re-energized, and then come back and accept the reality of what the situation is.
Let's get to the real nitty-gritty of it, though, and that is Daniel Jones.
Falling on his face.
Falling on his face.
Can I just tell you? That has happened. That happened to a guy on our team. He was running, and he just tripped and fell. And I just happened to be there on the sidelines. So you know how to say the turf monster?
Yep.
So I ran out onto the field and act like I was picking up a piece of lint and held it up and threw it off the field.
Oh, man.
And so we were watching film. And I run out there and pick it up, and everybody in the meat room goes, uh-oh, that turf monster don't play.
It was nothing but daylight for him.
Hey, man, look, I've had situations where my mind and my legs weren't on the same page, and my legs weren't moving as fast as my mind thought they were moving, and that's literally what it looked like. Like, his body got too far ahead of his legs.
Well, he said, I got there and I tried to run faster.
No!
There was just nothing left.
No, you were fast enough. Dude, what people don't realize is that you don't have to be as fast as you think. Once you get somebody going in the wrong direction, that's why sometimes if you see the stop and go or the out and up, it looks so ridiculous. And the guy's so wide open. Because if you run a 4.7, right? And the guy's 5 yards behind you. You know how fast he's got to be running to catch you within 20 yards?
Jeez.
So it's the moment where you can't run faster. That's it. So just, you know, go ahead on and cruise it. Let it go. Plus, you don't know where the guy is behind you. That's why you try to run faster.
Man, hit the headlines, Robbie. What do we got this morning?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Got it! Tyler from downtown with 6.9 left.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Even Saquon with a torn ACL was making fun of him in the booth.
Look, there's no worse than falling like a child in the middle of a football field with nobody around.
It's also the guy, too. It's like, it's Daniel Jones.
Well, first of all, you have to understand, it's not really him, because how many quarterbacks could go 80?
But he's like, you know, he's like Eli's clone.
Eli would have never made it that far.
Eli would never try that. But I'm saying, like, he's just kind of like unassuming Daniel Jones.
Right. You know what that remind me of? There's another quarterback who broke free like that, but he was a little bit faster. Or he ran a little smoother. And that was Steve Young. It looked the same exact play.
Well, what hurts more, that or, you know, they having a 21-10 lead with 6 minutes left and then losing?
They lost?
Oh, yeah, Leroy, they lost.
Yeah, they lost.
You probably went to sleep at 21-10 and thought, oh, Giants won. Oh, nope.
I woke up the same way. I thought that was like, oh, they got
this. But wait, that game was a tickle fight. Like, it was just like a lot of 1-2-3 punt, 1-2-3-4 punt, penalty, third and 20. Right? No,
they lost.
How could they actually get enough offense to score that many points?
Yeah, Eagles went down the field and scored. They went for two. They didn't get it. It was 21-16. And then the Giants got the ball back. They're like at midfield. And Daniel Jones has Evan Ingram wide open. It would have probably sealed the game. He drops it. They're forced to punt. They're forced to punt. And then the Eagles, they had a couple timeouts left, and the Eagles drove down and scored again.
Dude, I got to tell you.
What was the spread last night?
Eagles -3.5. They didn't cover, but they got the win.
They didn't cover.
That's like a nightmare to me. Right? That was my football nightmare. Being wide open and dropping a ball. Right? Ooh. Man. Like, that happened in the championship game. We when Atlanta was going to score.
Yep.
Right? A ball got batted up in the air and was going right to our safety. Right to him. And he tried to catch it like this. And it went right through the wickets. That would have been the end of the game. Man. A lot of people talk about the field goal.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you.
He's Alex Gonzalez.
If I would have soft tossed the ball to you, that's how it was.
Wow.
He was the only one within 5 yards. No receiver trying to tackle him. Just him. And he dropped it.
Jeez. Yeah, so the Giants lost. They're 1-6 now.
Yeah, and the Eagles technically are in first place because of their stupid tie. They're both the same.
Right. It's 2-4-1 versus 2-5. Told you, 6-10. 6-10 wins that division.
Oh, man, that's such trash.
And the only reason why it's not going to look as bad, you ready? Because Philly's going to be 6-9-1.
Yep.
That's it.
What else you got, Robbie?
6-9-1. Leroy, are you excited we finally made it? The Big Ten is back this weekend.
Yeah. A little bit.
Michigan plays tomorrow night.
Play for the little brown jug.
Oh, yeah.
That's Minnesota.
The Gophers.
We all had to learn that story.
What was that story?
Hey, it goes back to like the 30s.
We better go kick this team's ass, otherwise.
No, earlier than that, Robbie. It's like the early 1900s.
What is the Minnesota Michigan rivalry? I imagine that's a very lopsided score.
Although, when I was a freshman, we were number one in the country and we lost to Minnesota.
Jeez, really?
Yeah,
but I think Michigan's won like 13 of the last 16, and in fact, Minnesota hasn't won in their own home stadium since 1977.
Michigan leads the series all time, 75-25.
Would you like to hear the story of Little Brown Jug?
Sure.
So early on, Michigan was afraid that Minnesota was gonna spike their water, so they got a brown jug. Right? And had it filled with water. 1 5-gallon jug is going to, you know, quench that whole football team. So that they brought their own jug. after the game, they forgot the jug. And so as Bo would tell the story, Michigan called to say, hey, send us our jug. And Minnesota said, come get it. Right? Damn. They painted it up and put, and so from that day on, we play for the little brown jug.
So you were what? Your freshman year was 86?
Yeah. And Jim Harbaugh was a quarterback. We were number one in the country. We lost like 20-17 on the last second field goal.
Wow, that's the only Minnesota loss in a lot of wins in a row.
I know, but one time we had, remember Daryl Thompson? I want to say Daryl Thompson played for Minnesota, and we were playing in Minnesota, and he went 99 yards. 99!
Your loss to Michigan, they didn't win. Your loss to Minnesota, they didn't do it again for another 20 years.
Yeah. It's when you walk into the facility, that little brown jug sits there, and everybody always wonders, what is it for? Because it's in the case like it's like a Heisman, right? It's like Desmond Howard's Heisman, little brown jug.
Yeah, I know. I remember the trophy that they have with Michigan State. I believe the Paul Bunyan trophy. Like when Michigan State has it, there's a giant sign on the case. Oh, this trophy is in East Lansing. We will get it back next year.
Yep. I think that's the fun part of it. I think it's a way to learn the history of your school and, you know, a lot of these battles. And then the other thing is a little incentive. You know, like Minnesota ain't going to win, but, you know, makes them feel good that they're playing the big boys for something.
It's a game day game tomorrow night.
It's such pity you're taking on them. That's so condescending.
The Govers.
Huh?
That's so condescending. You're just like, oh, it's so adorable. They think they're playing for something.
Right. Right. Like, I can't even remember. Besides that game where they ran over to our sideline and just took the whole box, right? We don't even, like, take it out of the box. They go, where's the little brown jug? You guys want to parade that around? They go, no, it's Minnesota.
Oh, damn.
Like, jeez. What? When was the last time they won 20 years?
The last time they won, like, 4 years ago in the rivalry. But I'm saying, no, but between the time you lost to them, there was a 20-year gap between the last time they beat you.
Right. So how serious do we take that? And look, to be fair, and not to just make it about Minnesota, we're going through the same thing with Ohio State, so let's pump our brakes. We just not playing for nothing.
I guess. I mean, I don't find that. I feel like that's a much more storied rivalry.
No trophy in that game. It's just pride.
Well, actually, the Minnesota thing goes back farther, but because Minnesota's never won anything, it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, Minnesota had a streak in the 30s, man. They won. They had like a 10-year win streak.
Oh yeah, they won a title in the 30s.
Wow. Huh.
From 1933, they tied, and then 1934, Minnesota won. Didn't lose again until 1943.
I got to tell you, and if you saw some footage from that, that's like when everybody ran fast because the black and white video is just.
They all look like Daniel Jones.
Oh my goodness, man! Come on, he ain't Michael Vick.
He actually looks like he's a decent runner, and then all of a sudden, it just his body just gave out.
Hey, it happens to everybody. You would not believe how much that happens.
Hey, Leroy, have you heard anything about the new Michigan quarterback, Joe Milton?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm gonna be honest, and I'm gonna be fair. We've been saying this about the same last three quarterbacks. This is the guy, right? They're raving about him. Everybody believes this is the guy. But I'm going to reserve that until I actually see it against competition. Because how many times have we said that? Going all the way back to Denard Robinson.
Oh, wow. Shoelace.
Right. Once we get to Ohio State, which is all that really matters now, right?
Yep.
So we'll see when it gets to that point how things are going.
Now, I will tell you, it is the first ever quarterback that Jim Harbaugh recruited out of high school that he's starting, because he's always ever since he's been here, he's only dealt with transfers or holdovers. He has never started a quarterback that he recruited out of high school.
Well, that's probably because he's never had a quarterback good enough, recruited a quarterback good enough. Like, you have to think of it from this standpoint, all right? And I tell people this all the time, and I've said this about the University of Miami. Based on where the University of Miami has been the last 5 or 6 years and where other schools are, if you're a top recruit that wants to do certain things, so if you're a wide receiver that wanted to run a spread offense where you could catch a lot of balls, this wasn't your school. And now kids are picking schools based on their ability to play and if they can do the things that they do well on the football field. Before, when I was coming out, it was, I want to go to that school. I'll figure it out when I get there. And it's not like that anymore. It's like everybody's game plan. What can I do? What will I be able to do the things that'll let me continue to grow? And so now with the spread down here, kids are going to have, you know, all the speedsters that are going somewhere else, all the, you know, the quarterbacks that are RPO guys. They're all going to find that now Miami can be a destination for them to flourish. Look at Michigan. If I tell you, okay, we're going to go to Michigan, all right, look at all the schools around that do so much of those other things, right? Now, the one exception to that is Alabama, because Alabama runs a pro-style offense, but they win.
Yep.
And so that's what you're sacrificing. I will sacrifice if I am a run-and-shoot guy, if I'm a spread offense guy, because I want to win a championship. And Alabama gives me an opportunity. But college has changed from that standpoint. You can recruit all the top quarterbacks you want. But if you're only going to throw it 25 times, like, what quarterback wants to do that?
Any other headlines we got this morning, Robbie?
Yes, and so important announcement. Pat Riley, he is doing the State of the Riley press conference. That is today at 1 o'clock.
Streaming, oh, boy.
Streaming through the Miami Ooh, Heat website.
Buddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Was it Smiling Faces with Hidden Agendas?
Oh, that's a go-to. Coming out.
I wonder where he's doing the press conference. Is he doing it from the Riley Diggs?
You know where
Diggs?
He's doing it from? Bam's living room as they sign the contract.
Oh. Maybe. I saw Kelly Olynyk got engaged yesterday, so congrats to Kelly O.
Kelly O, that's right. Then we're going to have a little O. Little O on its way.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this. What a charlatan this Marlins man is. I'm looking on Twitter, and it says, "Happy birthday to the Marlins man thing. 8 years old today. The seven-game series between the Cardinals and Giants, NLCS, epic game seven, pouring freezing rain. Anyone have video of that first inning?" I mean, bro, this guy is such a charlatan. You know who I am. You know me.
What, he down with OPP?
Derek Jeter's like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? By the way, shout out to Miguel Rojas and to Brian Anderson. They are finalists for the Gold Glove this year.
Cool.
That got announced yesterday. So both of those guys, fantastic with the leather. And
Brian Anderson definitely has to be.
He had the play. I thought, I mean, I'm super biased on this, but I thought he had one of the plays of the year.
Right.
That catch behind third base, throw across his body. I hadn't seen many plays better than that. That was incredible. That dude is an absolute hose on him.
I hope Miguel Rojas played enough games to qualify for the Gold Glove.
I guess so, because no, he
it's
was
not his fault. Official. Rona.
You mean like just in comparison to the guys he's going up against?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But he made it, so good for him. But yeah, but I mean, Brian Anderson's absolutely, absolutely slick.
Even the pitcher was like, damn.
Who was that? It was
Braxton Garrett.
Braxton Garrett. By the way, Bam Adebayo has requested to be the flower man for Kelly Olynyk's wedding, which is hilarious.
Oh my God. No. What would be even funnier? Tyler Hero.
That's one of those things where like your friends think that's funny and whoever you get engaged to does not think that's
your
funny.
Wife is like, she's looking over his future wife and saying, never happen. Mm-mm. Come on, it'll be fun. That's you. Come on, it'll be fun. Never happen.
That was the only thing that I was worried about when my when I got married is we had the you know, we got married in a church and we had a florist. She made beautiful flowers, but she forgot, I guess, this thing called a runner, which like goes down the aisle, and she completely forgot it. And all I could think about when we got there was just like, oh man, I hope this isn't a thing. Like I was. You know, you just want everything to be perfect and whatnot, but
I was my I was the ring bearer for my uncle. I was 5.
Man.
Yup.
Wow. So there was a bad beat last night, Robbie. You gave us some of the debate props. You're telling us there was a bad beat last night in the debate.
Yes. Like, you know, there was the one where what would Biden say first, and you know. He goes malarkey. Malarkey ends up winning. And then literally 2 sentences later, he pulls out Scranton. And Scranton was the favorite. So if it was just 2 sentences more, Scranton would have won.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And then Trump goes like, you don't know about Scranton. You left as a kid. I'm like, wow. What? Who cares? All right.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like, the only thing that sucks, the thing that really sucks about it is that the way this thing goes back and forth, you can't even, like, you can't fact check it until after it's over.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in the muting. I thought there should be, I did notice it.
No, you want shenanigans.
I wanted more. I wanted to be like, close the mic. Didn't happen yesterday. It was all just very unnoticeable. It was just very subtle. I wanted, like,
you know what I saw? I saw lips moving, but I couldn't hear nothing.
My favorite thing though is always like when like somebody makes a point in a debate and then like they're supposed to be answering a question but they just veer off and then the guy's like, wait, can I answer that? And the moderator's like, fine, 30 seconds and then my question. I'm just like, oh, you're never getting back. That's not happening.
Oh yeah, because they, and then they say, okay, they go, okay, Mr. President, okay, now we're gonna go to and he just keeps going. Keep going.
Also it paid off. This was an obvious one. First debate, first topic to be discussed, COVID-19. It was at +175 when I bet it 2 days before, and it closed at -200. I mean, I thought that was obvious.
Hold on.
We're holding.
Did you pre-bet the presidential debate?
Well, they were out. The odds were out Tuesday, like 2 days beforehand.
Action's action.
And I looked I saw first debate, first topic discussed. They had all the topics. Now, COVID-19 was the favorite at +175. I'm like, wait a minute. In the vice presidential debate and in the first debate, that's the first thing they talked about. They're going to do it again. And so I immediately had to jump on it because I knew the line was going to move. And sure enough, it closed at -200.
Jeez, Robbie. So, no, you get where it closed or what you bet?
You were sounding kind of drunk there. That whatever you were saying.
Oh, I don't know what happened, but you get what you bet, not what it ends up being, right?
Yes, correct. I bet it early. I get the better price, or else why would anybody bet early? There'd be no point.
Right, correct.
That's why he goes and bets Dolphins games back in July.
By the way, Robbie, you had some last year bets. Do we even know the results?
I could tell you a couple of them.
The Mag 7s to me, they go up like ether. Like I'm there for the process. But yeah, I know he has a journal of all his picks.
Well, there are some winners and some losers. Like I hit that my famous Kirk Herbstreit bet for Monday Night Football to call that first game. That was a big winner. But I'll tell you a loser that's going to lose this weekend. I said that the Big Ten, their first game would be after the spring season, and they're going to be back to as soon as Wisconsin and Illinois play tonight. That bet's a loser.
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as they saw that first week of college football go down, all the other conferences were scrambling. We got to play.
So true.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Leroy, the Big Ten said that they are not any game that has Rona problems, they're not going to make it up. It'll just be a no contest because there's no bye weeks.
Oh, I like that. It's like fighting.
So basically, somebody can win the conference with 5 games.
You have to play at least 6 games to qualify for the Big Ten championship game.
Oof.
And how many games are they playing? 8?
They're playing 8 regular season games.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. That's something you should be excited tomorrow, man. We got a big day ahead of us. We got UFC 254 tomorrow. Yeah.
Day UFC.
Habib and Justin Gaethje have already made weight. By the way, if you guys missed it, weigh-ins were overnight. They were at 1 a.m. The weigh-ins started.
Habib, tell me you didn't watch that.
No, I watched it when I got back. When I got up, it was up. It was like right on my Twitter account. But
yeah, that's why you didn't see the end of the Giants and Eagles game. You were watching that weigh-in.
No. I swear to God, it was too late. I was like, I woke up. I forgot. I was like, oh, 1 a.m. That's kind of cool. And then I woke up and I saw like all the videos were on my Twitter account because I follow a gazillion MMA Twitter accounts. And so Habib made weight. Needed the towel, but he made weight.
Oh, the old pull-up.
Didn't need the pull-up. No, he kept the hands up like this. But him and Gaethje, they did make 155, so they are good to go. And I believe Jared Cannonier and Robert Whittaker both made weight at 185. That's the number one contendership for middleweight. So I think we should be good for tomorrow, man.
All
Our
right.
boy, the Shoey man, is back tomorrow. Tai Tuivasa.
Whoa!
Out of the shoe. He's on a 3-fight losing streak, so he thinks he's fighting for his job. He thinks if he loses, he's getting cut.
Did our old friend ever do that Shoey punishment?
He did. You remember we did it? Yeah, remember we filled it with like orange juice and rum. It was right. So disgusting.
Oh, that's right.
It was so disgusting. Yeah, he did it in my old Timberland work boot.
I gotta tell you, it
was so nasty.
That's terrible. Like, I mean,
it's a rough video.
That's almost half as bad as us making a giant margarita.
Oh, the margarita was my favorite.
That was just cold.
No, dude, we put real margarita in there.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a margarita. It was a margarita.
You pulled up like you came from Restaurant Depot. You look like you held up the Mexican restaurant section.
Oh,
like
dude, I just filled it up. I just start thinking, how big is this thing gonna be?
Like Chili's pulled up to Restaurant Depot. They're like, all right, here for our margarita delivery. Like, sorry, we got bought out, buddy.
Yep.
Don't know what to tell you. Leroy had so much margarita mix.
Oh, terrible. Like that's the worst one. Like, to anything that involves food, except Robbie. If I had to bob for apples, whoa, I'd be cool with that.
Bobbing for apples is a lot harder than we thought it was going
to
be.
No, it's harder because guess what? You need, like, animal teeth.
Robbie kept saying, my face is so cold.
Couldn't feel my face.
He's like, I can't get a grip. My teeth.
Because on the weekend, I can't feel my face.
Dude, I'm telling you, and just seeing that big old apple go underwater to get little apples.
Speaking of music, when we come back, Tyler Hero, he has his own song now. That's next.
I love Tyler Hero.
Oh, this is the OG. Now anybody can make a Tyler Hero song now.
If sports holds you to shoot.
Welcome to the party, Jack Harlow.
Who's Jack Harlow?
I don't know. I don't know who Jack Harlow is. I know his song. Like when I went to it, I was like, who the hell is Jack Harlow? So I type in my into music. I'm like, oh, Jack Harlow. And then I knew his one hit. I knew the famous hit that he has going now. Do we have Jack? Like Robbie, do we have access to anything in the system? Like, is there any way you could get us any Jack Harlow? Is there? See if we have access to. I wonder if like. Well, either way, he's a rapper.
Is this his own new song?
Let me hear.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in.
Yes.
I got options. I can pass that.
You hear this?
Like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins.
Bobby's so nervous. I can put the
ball in the end zone. No.
You never heard of this guy?
Put the ball in the end zone.
No, I got to ask my music guy.
Well, I've heard this song. This song I've definitely heard on Power 96.
Is he local?
No, he's actually I think he's a Kentucky guy because he's like supposedly a big Louisville fan.
Okay.
Also, he must hate Tyler Hero.
Well, one would think, but I guess you know I don't know. Like maybe they're kindred spirits. Like he's a white guy rapper and Tyler Hero is a white NBA player. I don't know. So he has a new song. That was released yesterday. That is actually titled Leroy, Tyler Hero. And Tyler Hero's in the music video, and he's there dancing in the background. doing his Tyler Hero thing. And the whole song isn't about Tyler Hero. I was a little disappointed. I thought the entire song was going to be about Tyler Hero. He got like half a verse. So here is Jack Harlow and Tyler Hero with his little shout out to the Heat guard.
Yeah. My homeboy Tyler, he playing South Beach. He told me this summer he gon' fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I been trying to pop, now I'm on like Shumper. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like heaven on earth. Got angels in my bed with some all white covers. Ace Pro Nemo, Lucian Kiso, Sloop Clay Tufo. And I got a few more I call my brothers. I got a lot of flows and they all like butter. Ooh.
There you go. Tyler Hero. It's going to be a big hit, Leroy. It's going to be a big hit.
He going to help him with his jumper.
Yep.
Bumpers.
Bumper. There's Shumpert. There's
Shumpert. Hey, Shumpert, by the way.
There hasn't
Iman
been
Iman Shumpert?
There hasn't been an Iman Shumpert reference in a while.
You can tell he's white, though.
Why is that?
Very proper.
Very proper. Very clean in his rap.
Very proper rapper.
Very clean in his rap
Enunciating.
Game.
Enunciating. He got a little, you know.
What is that in the production? Is that a piccolo? What are they using?
I thought the same thing they used for the Titanic song.
They could
right? That's the same little thing, a flute or something.
I like any hip hop song that just has some strange instrument in there in the hook. It always just gets me. I'll just be, if you have like a piano in there, I'm in. You get me maybe they should throw into a hip hop song? An accordion. I don't feel like we've heard the accordion.
You got to go to Ireland for that.
I like what they had.
See? That's the same thing from Titanic.
That's like the Pied Piper. Rats off a ship.
It's a synthesizer, but they don't play instruments in that music.
They're just doo-doo-doo-doo-doo it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
get us a review on you should ask Fonz, give us a review of Jack Harlow, a thumbs up, thumbs down on him.
He goes, you know what Fonz would probably say? I say, hey, check out this rapper. Let me know what you think. He gonna say, what's his name? Jack Harlow. I've heard enough.
Minus, he's just gonna hit you with a minus one.
Yeah.
Minus one.
I mean, because guess what? Look, you got Eminem. What about, what's his name, pretty talented? The wild guy. Crap.
Machine Gun Kelly?
No, he does the Doritos commercial.
Bad Bunny?
No.
The cell phone.
Hold on.
Hey. Oh, Post Malone?
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
White Iverson. Right.
Who's the guy who was the guy who was really like he passed away. He was really good. People liked him. Dated Ariana Grande. Mac Miller.
Is he not with us, Mac Miller? You're right. Mac Miller is not with us. Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle's not white.
Well, no. I mean, but that was just...
Mac Miller is though. Was.
He was. But anyway, yeah. Tyler Hero. Making his a.
Yeah. My homeboy Tyler, he playing South Beach. He told me this summer he gon' fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I've been trying to pop, now I'm on like Shumpert. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like heaven on earth. Got angels in my bed with some all white covers. Ace Pro Nemo, Lucian Kiso, Sloop Clay Tufo, and I got a few more I call my brothers. I got a lot of flows and they all like butter.
You know what his real name is?
Hmm.
Jackman Thomas Harlow.
Oh, he sounds like a Wilson.
Yes. Jackman.
Another text writes in, you like that hook to that J Balvin song? I do. I like that. It's even better though with the sprinkler.
He'll say, look what he texted. Anatilo. It's Amarillo. Yellow.
Oh, yeah. This is my jam.
He must not listen to the show. This is like our theme song. By the way, you know he has a whole album where every song is named after a color.
Huh? Yeah.
He has a whole album called Colors.
Yep.
Genius.
That's a bike ride. I listen to that album. That's pretty good though, because I can listen to music. I like the music. Can't understand a damn word nobody's singing.
Did you see yesterday somebody photoshopped Crowder and Hawkman as Snoop and Bad Bunny, and they've renamed Hawkman Bald Bunny. It was funny, man.
You think Hawk would know Bad Bunny if he walked up to him and said hi?
I wouldn't. Every time I see Bad Bunny, I feel like he's in disguise. Like the last time I saw Bad Bunny besides this commercial was
Super Bowl.
We saw him in the Super Bowl, and then I saw him. Remember when he was at the Heat game and he sprayed his Rona all over the place because he did the Triple H water spray?
Oh yeah.
You know what's amazing, right? All these Latino stars. The tallest one is 5'3".
Oh yeah, aren't most musicians pretty small?
No.
Really?
No. Snoop is like 6'5".
I feel like Snoop is the outlier.
No.
Wasn't Prince tiny?
Swiss Beats is tall. Not Ludacris is a munchkin.
Kendrick Lamar's known as a very short person, isn't he?
Yep.
Drake is short.
Huh? Is Drake short?
What about LL Cool J? Swole.
I just know Swole. I don't know how tall he is. I can never tell. I can never tell on television how.
Yeah, it's
how
hard tall to tell because you would think that Sylvester Stallone was over 5'6".
I did. I thought he was the size of Hulk Hogan.
Really? You really thought?
Antonio Tarver thought I was an idiot.
Dude, I played at a golf course that somebody he was engaged to was married to. I can't think of the redhead model. She lived on the golf course. And he was out there golfing. And we were the only two people on the golf course. And the pro said, why don't you guys join up? So he drove up and said, hey, you want to join up? We got a Browns player behind. He said, no. I was like, all right, whatever.
Jeez.
Angie Everhart. He was married to her.
Oh, yeah.
Or engaged. And he broke up with her by fax. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, he did the Riley?
Yep.
Well, we'll hear a little bit. Pat Riley is going to address the media today at 1 o'clock. Godfather Speaks. I don't know if we're going to be carrying that, but I'm sure we'll get a bunch of clips. I know it's going to be on heat.com, so we got that coming for you. But Pat Riley addressed the media today at 1 o'clock. We'll get you that. Other headlines also coming up. Our Tua coming up on the program next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.